morning, church, and welcome once again to Largs Naz Online.
We are so glad you joined with us this morning. Wherever you are, we're glad you're here. There are exciting things going on at Largs Naz that you can be part of.
We are excited about our upcoming Lunch and Learn workshop on effective communication on Saturday, the 26th of February from 11 to 12 o'clock. Mark your diaries because you don't want to miss this. And we really hope that as many folks as can will be a part of this. We're going to learn about some tools that will help us be better disciples by listening well and communicating in ways that will be better understood. And we're going to have fun doing it. Now, there's no cost to attend. So bring a friend and let's enjoy a bite to eat together and work together as the church to bring people in Christ together.
Every Wednesday at 10 a.m., we gather together at Largs Naz to pray. This time is open to anyone, and we encourage you to come. If you'd like for us to pray for something specific, please let me or Pastor Steve know.
Our next Second Helping Bible study is the 27th of February at 6 p.m. Come join us for great food and fellowship. And speaking of great food and fellowship, every Sunday our pre-brunch worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Please remember to wear your face mask during that time. And then following our worship service, the Largs Naz Cafe serves brunch and we watch the online service together. And if you'd like to join us for brunch, please be sure to give us a call at 0756-897-7311 to reserve a seat. And we'd greatly appreciate it if you'd take a lateral flow test before attending.
Now let's pray together. Father God, your extravagant love has called us together. Long before we even knew you, you already knew us. You had chosen us to be part of your own family, sisters and brothers with our Lord Jesus Christ himself. What an amazing love you've shown toward us. And so we come before you with praise and thanksgiving, offering you the worship of our hearts and lives, and opening ourselves to the prompting and leading of your Holy Spirit. Receive our worship, our praise, and prayers of offerings through the intercession of your Son, Jesus Christ, and Savior and Lord. May the time we spend in your presence bring honor and glory to your name. Amen.
All right, let's get started.
his promises this morning. Amen. Ready? Good morning to our church family, both online and in person. We are glad to have you with us this morning, as we are every Sunday that you join us.
Now, this morning's sermon is going to be a little bit different because it's not going to be a sermon at all. Now, as you may know, this evening at 6 p.m. at the church, we'll be holding our AGM, our annual general meeting, that meeting at which we come together and hear reports of all the things that the church has been doing over the past year and how we're doing financially. And the members of Large Church of the Nazarene will vote on a couple of decisions that need to be made. So the AGM is an important event and a necessary event, and we are certainly looking forward to it. But for those of you who join us each week from places that are far away from Largs, or those of you who may be in Largs but unable to join us for one reason or another, because you're still a part of our church family and you support the work of the church with your prayers and your encouragement, your giving, and for you all, and also for those who join us in person and online as well, we wanted to spend some time this morning sharing with you the reports that Pastor Tasha and I have given to the church as part of our AGM materials. But before we get into the specifics of those reports, we want to remind you that not long after Pastor Tasha and I arrived in Largs, we met with the Largs NAS church leadership to discuss and prayerfully consider what we as a church ought to be doing and think about how that compared with what we were doing and let that direct and determine what we would be doing going forward. And in order to understand what we as the church ought to be doing, we began by looking in the manual of the Church of the Nazarene and seeing what it said about the role of the church. And in the manual, the way that the local church fulfills the mission of the larger church is like this. The manual says on page 64, the task of the Church of the Nazarene is to make known to all the peoples the transforming grace of God through the forgiveness of sins and heart cleansing in Jesus Christ. Our mission, first and foremost, is to make Christ-like disciples in the nations, to incorporate believers into fellowship and membership and congregations, and to equip and teach for ministry all who respond in the faith. The ultimate goal of the community of faith is to present everyone fully mature in Christ at the last day. And the way that that mission to make Christ-like disciples in the nations and that goal of presenting everyone fully mature in Christ are achieved is through the work of the local church. So the manual says it is in the local church that the saving, perfecting, teaching, and commissioning takes place. The local church, the body of Christ, is the representation of our faith and mission. But really, when you look at those two statements, while they're certainly valid and excellent general statements about what the church is trying to do, there's really not a whole lot in there about how a local church ought to do those things. Not a lot of specifics about what the church and the individuals in it ought to be doing on a day-by-day basis.
And so Pastor Steve and I and the Largs NAS leadership looked at one other guide to help us think about what we ought to be doing as a local church. And in the second chapter of Acts, we found a model of what we thought was an ideal church. And there you can also find specifics about what the early church was doing, and what it was doing was being led by the Spirit and seeing a tremendous advancement of the kingdom. And we asked, what were the things the church in Acts 2 was doing, and can we do the same things? And what we found was that the church in Acts 2 is described like this, starting with verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved.
So, what ought we to be doing as a local church? I don't think you can get much better than this list of activities that we find in the second chapter of Acts. We ought to follow the apostles' teachings, fellowship together, break bread together, eat with each other, have glad and generous hearts, pray together, spend time in the temple at church, and praise God and have goodwill of all the people. And finally, we read that in the early church, the followers had all things in common, which means simply this, that they considered nothing as set aside for themselves alone. Everything was available to meet the needs of others and to further the work of the kingdom. All that they were, whatever their gifts were, all that they could do, and all that they had was offered up as it was needed. And so as we look back at where we've been over the past year, let's keep in mind this example from the early church as a way of gauging whether we're doing those things that we ought to be doing. Now let's take a look back at where we've been.
To the family and friends of Lark's Church of the Nazarene, greetings in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are pleased and privileged to offer this pastor's report in this, our third year of service to the kingdom here in Largs. The past 12 months have been unprecedented, not only for our church, but for churches all over the world. The challenges of the pandemic were directly responsible for the development and flourishing of our active hospitality ministry, whose activities are described in a separate report that I'll share in just a little while.
2021 was a time when we emerged from a long winter of lockdown into the spring of new possibilities as we moved from a time when in-person activities and use of our building were suspended for over 500 days into a gradual opening up and reactivating of those functions. And looking back at the year behind us offers a comforting and encouraging reminder that God's hand was at work in both seasons and continues to lead us into the future.
At the beginning of 2021, COVID was certainly the biggest factor affecting all our lives. We were living in lockdown due in most part to the existence of newly discovered strains, but the vaccination program was underway, for which we were thankful, and some of our church family had received their jabs already. We were hoping and praying that things would continue to improve and that the restrictions placed on the church and other areas of our lives would soon return to normal. COVID fatigue was affecting all of us, but the church continued to be the church locally and globally, and the body of Christ continued to move forward in its mission in creative and compassionate ways. Now, back then, our in-person church services, Bible studies, Light Bite, Lunch and Learn, visits to nursing homes, and any other real-life meetings had been suspended in accordance with the guidance of the district and health authorities. The church's online audio services had been upgraded to an all-video format on YouTube. As of the 29th of November, and while producing video online services has meant quite a bit more effort and time, the positive feedback that we're receiving and continue to receive assures us that it's worth it. These online services were the way we had church at the time, and the views were the equivalent of attendance. To this day, our online service remains a significant part of our Sunday brunch gathering, as well as an opportunity for people all around the world to worship and hear the good news of the gospel. The views on our YouTube channel, which number in the thousands at present, are very encouraging, particularly when we consider that many of those views may represent more than one person watching. Our number of subscribers have grown steadily, and our online services, as well as our website, are visited regularly by people not only from the UK, but from around the globe. By March of last year, we had released the first edition of our new monthly church newsletter online, via email, and in hard copy. Feedback since then has been positive, and many folks request copies each month. This has proven to be an appreciated way of communicating all the goings-on at Largs NAS with our church family.
In April of 2021, the British Isles District Assembly was held, and we received positive feedback regarding our church's report. I gave a short teaching session during the SDMI convention, and of course, the biggest news from the assembly was the election of Reverend Ruth Turner to the role of district superintendent, and we continue to be in prayer for her and all the churches under her leadership. Now, during that same month, April 2021, Pastor Tasha was one of two featured speakers at the Women's Conference in Irvine, and she also coordinated the logistics of the Zoom meeting. Now, by May of last year, we were beginning to see signs of a return to our pre-COVID activities at the church building as we began to meet for our weekly Wednesday prayer meetings and our second helping Bible studies at the church. And we had one memorable second helping at down at Douglas Park as well. And we are also happy to have been asked to adopt the herb garden at Douglas Park. And we thank all of you who have helped out with that over the past few months. Now, back in May, despite the challenges of social distancing and hygiene requirements, we were near capacity in our meetings. And even though fellowship and worship was still not allowed, we all experienced God's presence among us in a very real way during our prayer meetings and our Bible studies. Our second helping Bible studies continue to be well attended each month, and they're a wonderful time of fellowship and teaching and communion.
Our Wednesday prayer meetings are certainly one of the most important things we do as a church family. As the body of Christ, we bring our thanksgivings and petitions to God and we listen for His direction. We have no doubt that the energy and fruitfulness of the activities of Largs NAS are directly related to the prayers of each faithful member each week. Around the time that we began meeting in person again for prayer and Bible study, we were delighted to hear of the restart of the weekly men's gathering, which now meets on Tuesdays at the Brisbane House or at Strathclyde House Cafe. We're thankful for the efforts of Largs NAS folks, including Stuart Riach, Norman McCullough, Alan Seymour, Bill Hogg, Jim Barkley, Tom Fullerton, and others who support and sustain the gathering, which has been such a blessing to so many. It was in the spring of 2021 that it became apparent that what God had in store for Largs NAS was different and bigger than any of us had imagined, particularly as far as Sunday mornings were concerned. At the time, the Largs NAS leadership had very carefully considered reopening our building and gathering together. We had discussed this throughout the pandemic, and we took it very seriously because even though we all very desperately wanted to meet and worship and fellowship, we also wanted to protect each other. But as more and more of our people were getting vaccinated, we began to discuss more urgently the possibility of gathering. And we did reopen, first in our prayer meeting and then for our Bible study. But when it came to gathering for worship on a Sunday morning, the size of our building proved to be a real obstacle because under the guidelines, as they stood back in April or May or thereabouts, we were allowed to meet for a worship service, but because of social distancing, we could only allow about a dozen people in the building. And we couldn't sing, and we all had to wear face masks. So it was one of those situations where we could meet as a church, but it wasn't going to be easy, and it wasn't going to be particularly pleasant either. And so with God's inspiration and some out-of-the-box thinking, the Largs NAS Cafe's Sunday brunch became a reality in June of 2021. We would gather under the rules and guidelines that applied to Largs NAS as a certified hospitality venue and watch the online service together.
We began a sermon series called Food for Thought that coincided with the opening of the Lars Nass Cafe for brunch, and then we decorated the place for Psalm Beach, and everybody had a great time with that. We all wore our flowers and our Hawaiian shirts, and we all had a wonderful time of fellowship together. And we appreciate so much the work of all our volunteers who help our Sunday brunch happen. We now have a setup team, a brunch team, a breakdown and cleanup team who are indispensable to our ability to offer what is, as far as we know, a unique and innovative way to do church on Sunday morning. And it has certainly been a gift from our creative and inspiring God, who through the Holy Spirit is bringing revival among us. Now, one of the most exciting events of the past year happened on a Sunday morning in September, when for the first time in 539 days, our church congregation gathered for worship, singing praises together and joining in prayer and sharing the celebration of Holy Communion in the brunch that followed the worship service. Now, as the guidelines had allowed, we had added a separate worship service that continues to meet before brunch, and we now pray and sing and worship together, still wearing face masks for the time being, but we're hearing great feedback from folks who are so happy to be able to worship again. The Spirit's presence is always palpable, and we certainly appreciate the talents and dedication of Rick and Janice Wilson during our worship service, and we're grateful for the recent addition of Neil Morrison on the drum. Now, we've also begun to use recorded music provided by our worship team in our online services.
We are now seeing in-person Sunday morning attendance numbers that are twice what we had seen before the pandemic. This is nothing short of miraculous in a time when many churches have seen a dramatic decrease in attendance post-pandemic. In addition to the presence of so many new faces in our midst, 10 new members have joined our church since we reopened our doors in June, making us one of the fastest growing churches on the district. God is working through our church, and the gospel is being proclaimed in new and creative ways that we would never have imagined had we not been through this strange and trying time during this pandemic. The kingdom is being built not simply in spite of the challenges of COVID, but because of them. Our God is a God of new life and transformation. We had expected to see a decrease in views of our online services on YouTube due to the fact that the viewers at the Sunday brunch only count as one view, but this is not proven to be the case, and our numbers have remained about as strong as they were before the start of the Sunday brunch. We've heard reports of brunch attendees watching the online service before attending as well as after, and we continue to receive good feedback about the content there. As our church family grows, of course, we celebrate the lives of those who have passed on to glory, and we give thanks for their dedication and faithfulness over the years. And so we pray for the families of our late members, Ted Lovett and Ian Morrison. In September, we traveled down to Manchester with our DS, Ruth Turner, where we provided catering for the Ministry Assessment Center of the Nazarene Theological College. We were honored to assist the district in this way and to help make what can be an exhausting time a little easier for all the aspiring ministers and facilitators who participated.
In November, we very much enjoyed a visit to the States. Thanksgiving with our family was wonderful, and we were able to complete some projects and visit with friends and relatives, including an especially poignant visit with my mom, Louise, who passed away on the 12th of December, just after our return. And we're grateful to the district and to our church board for granting us the time off, and to all of you who helped our Sunday gatherings to continue while we were gone, and of course, to the church for the surprise of a very generous love offering. We are so blessed by you all. Now, finally, we are happy to report that there have been several very helpful improvements to our facilities this past year, including a brand new hob and tap in the kitchen, and refrigerators and freezers and other cooking equipment, and some painting and decorating following the installation of a new boiler and heating upstairs. And we'll also be seeing the installation of cabinets on the wall near the kitchen, as well as cabinets at the front of the church in the next few days. And in addition, new signage for the front of the church has recently arrived and will be installed soon. And of course, all that was made possible by generous donations to fundraising efforts, and we're thankful to all who donated to the Boiler Fund and the Fridge Freezer Fund, and we want to take this opportunity to thank you for supporting the church and all that we do. All the ministries of the church here at Largs NAS, salaries and expenses and utilities, all of that is financed through your regular giving, through donations and offerings and tithes of individuals just like you. Our church also gives generously to the General Church of the Nazarene and to missions throughout the world. Now, the past 18 months or so have made it difficult for churches to keep paying their bills, and we certainly pray for those churches that are struggling because of the pandemic. But Largs NAS has not only survived these past few months, but we are thriving, and we praise God for that. Now, as a side note, some of you have asked about our alabaster offering, and we want to let you know that we'll be collecting that in August and September, so hold on to your alabaster boxes and keep filling them until then. Now, let's pause here and hear about the Largs NAS Hospitality Ministry from its chair, Pastor Tasha.
In January 2020, the church board met for our Vision 2020 planning meeting, at which we formulated a vision statement which included a focus on hospitality, health, and holiness. According to our vision statement, hospitality entailed providing a welcoming, safe space and fellowship at the Lord's table. In order to accomplish this mission, our hospitality ministry was formed. Early in 2020, the efforts and activities of our hospitality ministry included Light Bite Cafe, our Lunch and Learn workshops, and events such as our Christmas and New Year's Day dinners. However, in March of that year, the COVID lockdown happened, and providing a welcoming, safe space and fellowship became difficult tasks. With our building effectively closed, due to the pandemic, it was a challenge to creatively imagine how the hospitality ministry might continue to support the ministry and mission of Largs Church of the Nazarene. In the days that followed, however, God would show us new opportunities, and the Holy Spirit would lead our hospitality ministry in new ways that we could fulfill the physical and spiritual needs of those in our community, even without the benefit of our building. Prior to lockdown, we had reached out to the Largs Food Bank following our Christmas Day dinner in 2019, and we provided them with meals that were prepared and frozen. And then in March, when lockdown occurred, we again reached out to the food bank, offering to cook weekly meals for the individuals and families that they served. Since March of 2020, Largs NAS has cooked between 30 to 75 meals for distribution at the food bank every week. And on the label of each food parcel is information about Largs NAS and an invitation to worship with us. To help offset the costs of increasing church utilities and the cost of meal containers, the food bank provides occasional food donations and a monthly monetary donation. During a Largs Churches Together meeting in early 2020, we shared with the committee about the meals we had been preparing for the local food bank, and we offered the same service to all churches. Shortly afterward, we partnered with Brisbane Evangelical Church, and we began cooking weekly meals for a number of people in their congregation. Each week, a volunteer from BEC picked up meals and delivered them. Brisbane Evangelical also provided monetary donations that helped offset food and food container costs. Sadly, Two of the people we provided meals for recently passed away in January. The families of the two that we lost were so appreciative of the love that was shown to their loved ones by the notes of encouragement, by the meals and the sweet treats delivered each week. In November 2020, we were approached by Louise Riddix, the locality officer for the Connected Communities Department of the North Ayrshire Council, who discussed available funding for a Food with Dignity program that would complement what we were already doing in the community. We partnered with the North Ayrshire Council and the Largs Resilience Team, and since then have provided another 20 to 30 meals a week to folks in the community of Largs. Those are delivered to their homes by the Resilience Team. Now, since the Resilience Team volunteers were checking in on some of our most vulnerable in Largs while delivering those meals, this turned into a tremendously beneficial service to those who could have undoubtedly been forgotten or left behind during the chaos of the pandemic. Last year, we began planning a community Christmas meal with the help of volunteers from Largs Churches Together and the Resilience Team. However, due to a rise in COVID cases, the committee made the difficult decision to cancel the event. Instead, just as we had in the year prior, on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, volunteers cooked and prepared hundreds of meals that were then delivered to the homes of folks in the community and to those working at the ambulance station during the holiday season. The Largs NAS Hospitality Ministry also consists of a small group of dedicated home bakers, some of whom attend Largs NAS and others who don't. And those folks bake sweet treats and fresh bread each week that are delivered with the meals. This has been ongoing since the beginning of lockdown and has been a true blessing to those receiving them. We are so incredibly thankful to our bakers who have lovingly contributed the materials, time, and effort to provide for those in need every single week for the past 2 years. In addition to the monetary donations received from our faithful supporters within Largs NAS and from donors in the community, we've accepted generous, fresh, tinned, and dried food donations from the Paddle Steamer Restaurant, Morrison's, the Largs Food Bank, Minimal Footprint, Farm Foods, and other residents who've shared apples, rhubarb, and other wonderful fresh produce from their allotments and gardens. All fresh food donations have been either used immediately or preserved through freezing, canning, or dehydrating for later use. These food donations have not only reduced our food costs, but they have enabled us to develop treasured relationships with people in our community that wouldn't necessarily have been formed otherwise. Thank you to everyone who has supported the hospitality ministry over the last couple of years, those who have prayed, cooked, baked, packaged, cleaned, donated, and delivered. Because of the faithfulness of others and with God's guidance and blessings, we've had the privilege and opportunity to share the love of Christ through radical hospitality with our neighbors in Largs and surrounding areas. Over 5,000 meals and thousands of sweet treats. Thanks be to God. Please continue to pray for God's leading as the Largs NAS Hospitality Ministry reaches out to the community in creative ways to share the love of Christ and helps to create a welcoming, safe space and fellowship at the Lord's table. We are so very excited to see what God has in store for this next year and beyond.
As we look toward the future, we see signs of the vibrant life of Largs NAS all around us. Just in the past couple of weeks or so, our church building has been utilized not only for worship and our Sunday brunch and our second helping Bible study and to prepare meals for the community through our hospitality ministry, but also to train our church family in CPR and defibrillator use, and to host the members of the large churches together at their quarterly meeting, and to celebrate the life of our dear brother, Ian Morrison. Now, we're also excited about our upcoming communication workshop here at the church on February 26th at 11 o'clock, and about continuing our First Friday events, the first of which took place recently.
We also look forward to continuing to work with large churches together as we cooperate among congregations to build the kingdom here in Largs. We certainly want to express our appreciation to our church board, whose faithfulness, wisdom, good humor, and encouragement have been such a blessing to us and to the entire church. Allison Williamson, Carol and Stuart Riach, and Norman McCullough, we are grateful for your service during these trying but rewarding and exciting times.
And so, as we continue moving forward into 2022, we reaffirm our church's vision statement, which reads, "In the coming year, Large Church of the Nazarene will fulfill our mission to make Christ-like disciples, to incorporate believers into fellowship and membership, and to equip for ministry all who respond in faith by focusing on hospitality, health, and holiness. Hospitality entails providing a welcoming, safe space and fellowship at the Lord's table, while health includes promoting good stewardship of ourselves and our environment, and holiness is perfect love and heart cleansing that transforms the way we think and act. Following the example of the early church in Acts 2, we believe that God will bless our efforts and empower us with the Holy Spirit to bring wholeness and healing to our community."
Keep joining us here online. Keep praying for Largs NAS and keep listening for opportunities to serve. We'll be sharing new ways that you can be part of building the kingdom with us in the coming days.
There is no doubt that the wind of the Spirit is fanning the flames of revival in this place and at this time, and we, your pastors, are so blessed by the opportunity to be a part of what God is doing through the Large Church of the Nazarene.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings.